Country Club FM.
Time for the Bob Almanac. Again, we are playing Almanac Trivia today. You know, the Almanac Trivia, we should do that one time. You have to name what we're using to signal the Almanac.
Start, yeah. That, to me, sounds like the triangle.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It is.
You
okay.
Win. You want to go to Colin Ray?
I kind of do.
And 1:30. 1:30 on Thursday. Can you make it?
And I see on deals we have half-price tickets for that on the main floor for that show.
Have you won in the last 60 days, Neil?
No, I have not.
Okay, good.
I'm due.
Put you on the list. No, we will be doing serious Almanac trivia here at the very end of the program.
Okay.
And so be listening for your chance to win. And it's Colin Ray. He's at the Paramount. How many shows is he doing?
Two.
He's got two shows there.
Yeah.
On Thursday. There's an evening show. And then the special afternoon matinee activity and event and get-together at 1:30.
Yeah.
If it's available. That might be a nice little intimate performance with you and Colin Ray.
I think so.
So think about it. Think about it and be listening to every word spoken here during the Almanac, because anything can be a trivia question. We've proven that in the past.
Yes,
today
we
is Tuesday, February 27th, 58th day of the year. 307 left. 1867 on this date, Dr. William G. Bonwill invented the dental mallet. The dental mallet.
What?
That sounds violent, doesn't it?
I don't want to have that procedure, whatever it is.
How would you like to be that patient? First one to be in the chair of Dr. William G. Bonwill. Oh, by the way, I'm going to use this mallet on your tooth. Nope. I think it's one of those little tiny things, but still at the same time. The dental jackhammer, the dental crescent wrench.
It doesn't work for me.
1867. 1957 this date. Do you remember, I bet you your mother watched the Xavier Cugat show on NBC this date, 1957, because all the ladies loved Xavier Cugat.
Huh. Well, she probably did.
It was the debut of the Xavier Cugat show. It was the only primetime network TV show that began with an X until the X-Files later in the 90s.
Interesting.
Think about that
There's some
moment.
Trivia, yeah, yes. Right there.
That was 1957. 1960, they call it the Forgotten Miracle.
Now, it's Roger Christian, deflected by Williams. Roger Christian again, number 10.
Roger.
To William Dockin.
Couple of boys from War Road there, Bill and Roger Christian.
I got to meet those guys.
One of them is the father of Dave, who played, of course, on the 1980.
That would be Bill.
Bill. Christian Brothers Hockey Sticks, of course. That's Squaw Valley, 1960.
Nice. That is great audio, man.
Team USA beat the USSR 3-2 on their way to the gold medal. Now, remember, in Olympic hockey, up until just the last few Olympics, they didn't do quarterfinals, semifinals, finals. They had a medal round where you would play all the teams that came out of the pool.
Right.
Then made the medal round. It was basically a round robin, and then the team with the best record would then win the gold medal. And that game there gave the U.S. a 4-0 record, and then they had to beat somebody else again after that, kind of just like 1980.
Sure.
To win the gold. So they didn't win the gold with that win, but it was still a big, big upset.
That's huge.
The 1960.
That was good.
Olympic team. And they call it the Forgotten Miracle.
Yeah.
1973, let's go to Wounded Knee in South Dakota.
This was the end of the Indians' main roadblock at the entrance to Wounded Knee. Federal forces destroyed it with some satisfaction, as they did all the other strong points from which the rebels had stared them down for the past 10 weeks. There was a delicate search among the Indian fortifications for booby traps. At least four
tensions
traps were
high. The American Indian Movement, AIM, occupied Wounded Knee on this date in South Dakota, 1973. They had some grievances with the U.S. government. They had some grievances with their own government and their own chief. And that was on this date, 1973. You remember that being in the news?
Oh, yeah, very much so.
Of course, that being in our general area of the country was covered.
Yep. That was a big deal.
Pretty much here in Minnesota with our Native American population as well. 1974, the first issue of People magazine hit newsstands. Time Life, they're the ones that produced People magazine, and it's still going strong today. It was one of the first kind of entertainment magazines, more on the lighthearted side of the news. People, pick up a People today at your favorite newsstand or Walgreens. 1991, the president was talking to us.
Iraq's army is defeated. Our military objectives are met. Kuwait is once more in the hands of Kuwaitis in control of their own destiny. We share in their joy, a joy tempered only by our compassion for their ordeal.
President George Bush, this date, announcing an end to the military offensive in Operation Desert Storm. It was only last Friday, the anniversary of when the ground war started, so it didn't take too long.
No.
To defeat Saddam Hussein's Saddam. That's how that President Bush said it. I believe his son, George W. Bush, said Saddam.
Saddam.
Did he say Saddam?
Yeah.
So father, like son, then they pronounce it the same way.
Yeah, the A, I think you're right. I think senior said Saddam.
No, he said Saddam, too.
Saddam, okay, yeah, that's the other way
they both said. He said Saddam, too.
Yeah.
But most news organizations would say Saddam.
Saddam, yeah.
And I think when Saddam said it, he would say Saddam. I'm right. Saddam. He's now dead.
He's dead.
1991, end of military offensive operations, Operation Desert Storm. 1998, Britain's House of Lords agreed on this date to give a monarch's firstborn daughter the same claim to the throne as any firstborn son. That ended thousands of years of male preference when it came to the House of Lords and the throne of Britain.
That's historic.
It is. Now, when you think about it, it's been mostly boys that were born. I mean, Prince Charles and Princess Diana had two boys. And now William and Kate Middleton had a boy, but then they had a girl. And now Harry's getting married. So we'll wait and see. But it seems like there are more boys that are born in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows? But that's going to change. It'll be interesting to see if any time in the line of succession, if there is a girl. Of course, Queen Elizabeth II has been the monarch there for how long? Since the 50s.
Right.
It's been a long time. 2003, this date, sad news.
Fred Rogers died today at his home in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, after a brief battle with stomach cancer. He was 74 years old. After more than 30 years of talking with, not to, children, there is an empty place in the neighborhood tonight and a pair of sneakers that will be mighty hard to
Yes, play. No doubt about that. I am proud that I was helped raise by Mr. Fred Rogers. Mr. Rogers, his pallbearers, X the Owl, King Friday, Henrietta Pussycat. He had Daniel Striped Tiger. Lady Elaine Fairchild was there helping. She gave the eulogy. There was the Platypuses. They were there. They were all there.
It's Bob all Dog, foreign to me.
Bob Dog. I was Chef Brockett.
I was not a Mr. I don't know if I was
Melissa Polificate.
Too old or
well, it was. Well, it didn't debut until like 67.
Okay.
So you were like 9 or 10, and maybe you didn't watch a whole lot of PBS back in your day.
No.
You're watching mostly Gunsmoke.
Well, I had Captain Kangaroo.
Well, you had that.
You know, Casey Jones.
You had already established your childhood viewing habits. You weren't ready for a new program.
No, I had Axel. I had Clancy. I had Captain Kangaroo, and then I had lunch with Casey. I had stuff.
Why did nobody ever want to live next to Mr. Rogers? He was always looking for neighbors.
I know. I remember that.
All the time he was asking, would you be my neighbor? He was pleading for people to move in. There was an empty lot next to him, and they could never sell it. I don't know if it was a Superfund site, if they had some kind of ground contamination.
Somebody needed to come down
lot,
on price.
If they needed, it was either priced too high or there was some kind of groundwater contamination.
Right.
Because he constantly, for years and years, would you please be my neighbor? That empty lot stood empty. Fred Rogers, dead at the age of 74 on this day, 2003. And it was 2013, this date, that former NBA star Dennis Rodman. He was in North Korea. He attended a basketball game in North Korea with Kim Jong-un on this date, 2013. That whole situation was weird, but he tried. I mean,
it was weird.
Give him an A for effort. Let's move on to birthdays today. Joanne Woodward, 88, married for a long time to Paul Newman, won an Oscar for The Three Faces of Eve. One of the best actresses ever.
For sure.
Picnic is one of my favorites. Joanne Woodward is 88. Ralph Nader, he would fight for you.
He was on our behalf, kind of.
He was a consumer advocate. He would go and, okay, this car will explode if it crashes in a certain way. But we're going to fight for you on that. Now, he also, of course, ran for president.
Yes.
Unsuccessfully. Ralph Nader is 84. One of the Glazers.
So put another love on the fire.
Your Tom Paul, your Jim, and your Chuck Glazer.
Sure.
Chuck Glazer is 82 today. Tom Paul passed away a few years ago.
Yeah.
I believe Jim is still with us.
I think Jim's still with us.
Along with Chuck Glazer, happy birthday to him today. Now, here's the guy that all radio DJs and on-air personalities strive to be, this kind of excellence right here.
You got Johnny! Dr. Johnny Fever and I am burning up. We all in critical condition, babies. But you can tell me where it hurts, because I got the healing prescription here from the big KRP musical medicine cabinet. Now, I am talking about your 50,000-watt intensive care unit, babies. So just sit right down, relax, open your ears real wide and say, give it to me straight, doctor, I can take it.
Howard Hessman, Dr. Johnny Fever.
Wow.
Who needs to go to broadcasting school? All you need to do is watch that clip.
That's what we do.
Everything you need to know. Meter readings for the transmitter. Everything's included. Public file. Anything that you need to do in the radio business. Serving the public service. Talking on the ramp. Anything. Giving time and temperature. It's all right there.
I love it.
Howard Hessman is 78 today.
So good.
Pretty good guitarist here celebrating. Neil Sean. '64 today. He's from Journey, Neil.
Yeah, it seems to me he married a gal from Minnesota. There's some connection
right
to our state there.
Neil Sean is 64 today.
He spells it wrong, but he's a good guitarist.
Yes, he's N-E-A-L.
Right on.
N-E-A-L. Neil Sean is 64 today.
I walked downstairs and told him I was leaving Bethlehem. Like I'd seen the Savior, had tears in my eyes. Holding my hands, I'm shouting amen. Cause there ain't nobody gonna tell me what to do.
You got your Johnny, your Ronnie, and your Donnie.
I spend most of my life.
Ronnie, of course, went down in the airplane crash.
Donnie has pretty much stepped away from 38 yep, Special.
Sounds like it.
He doesn't care to travel or fly anymore.
Johnny Van Zandt, there he is singing with Donnie as part of Van Zandt songs you hear right here.
Yeah.
On Bob FM, Johnny Van Zandt.
He was the youngest brother.
Yes.
Yeah.
59 today. James Worthy, North Carolina product, played for the LA Lakers.
Pretty good player.
Had that his style of dunking. He had the weird style where his arm was straight up. Remember that?
Yeah, it was.
He would drive to
somewhat
the basket.
Like Dr. J.
His arm
bit.
Was straight up and then he just dunk it. Yeah. James Worthy, he was part of the 80s Showtime.
Yeah.
For the LA Lakers. He is 57. The actor Adam Baldwin.
What do I think about America's involvement in the war? Well, I think we should win. Let's go get some payback.
Full Metal Jacket, Adam Baldwin. He's not one of the Baldwin brothers. He's not Alec, Daniel, Williams, or Stevens' brother. This is a different guy. And he's currently the second in command on one of the shows that we watch on TNT, Last Ship.
Oh, sure.
The Last Ship. Yep. He's on that. Adam Baldwin, along with McSteamy or McDreamy or whoever that is. Yeah. Adam Baldwin, 56 today. If you watch Gotham, you know this guy.
Call the public service. Dancer was a bum. He got what he deserved. I'm going to go get a Danish. That's what I deserve.
Donald Logue, who plays the partner of Commissioner, the soon-to-be Commissioner Gordon, Jim Gordon, who isn't Commissioner in Gotham right now. Of course, it's the prequels to the whole Batman saga is what Gotham is. Donald Logue, he plays Harvey, 52. Harvey Bullock is his character on that show. He's 52. Former Twins pitcher
Does
Willie
he
Banks.
Two-Face? No,
that's Harvey Dent.
Harvey Dent, that's
this
right.
This is a different Harvey. Willie Banks is 49 today. Former Twin. Remember we drafted him really high in 87?
Yeah, yes.
He was going to be an ace of the Twin staff and never really...
Never really realized
his potential. We traded him to the Cubs. And who did we trade him for? Was it Matt Walbeck? You remember Matt Walbeck?
The catcher? Yes.
Willie Banks is 49. Chelsea Clinton is 38 today. R&B singer Bobby V, 38. There's only one Bobby V for me.
Rubberball, I come bouncing back to you. Rubberball, I come bouncing back to you.
We just lost that Bobby V not too long ago.
I don't know who this other one is.
This is an R&B singer. He's 38 today.
You raise me up so I can stand on mountains.
Please tell me you've heard this song.
I have. It's a power ballad.
It's inspirational is what it is.
Yes, it is.
Josh Groban.
I've heard that.
Josh Groban.
He's a good singer.
He is a good singer, and he's 37 today.
All right. Gone but not forgotten. A few here. We made reference to this guy earlier, poet Henry Wadsworth Longfellow.
Longfellow Serenade.
Your feet show it. They're Longfellows.
Remember such that? Were the plans I made.
Mm-hmm. Born on this day, 18. Oh, 7. He really got NBC started, got RCA started. Pretty talented guy. Founder David Sarnoff was born on this day, 1891. If you were a fan of My Three Sons, you knew who William Demarest was as Uncle Charlie.
I'm going to make an announcement, and everybody in this family is going to listen. I just finished donning 4 million socks. And there ain't no two of them that match together. From here on in, any Jasper who doesn't put his socks together in the ball when he wants them washed is going to find them out in the alley. Everybody get the bulletin?
A bulletin from Uncle Charlie. He ran a tight ship.
He did. What did he call it?
You Jespers.
Jespers, yeah. I like that.
He's been donning a million socks.
He was Uncle Charlie, born on this day, 1892. The Squire... Hall of Fame golfer Gene Sarazen, one of five golfers, I think. There's still only five that have won all of the Grand Slams in his career.
The career Grand Slam.
Yeah, 7 majors, 39 wins on the PGA Tour. At only 5'5", he still hit it a long way, too. The Squire, Gene Sarazen, born on this day, 1902. Same year, writer John Steinbeck. I think all of us had to read... something that he wrote going through school. Of Mice and Men, sure. Read The Grapes of Wrath, Cannery Row. Many of these made, I think all of those were made into movies as well. John Steinbeck, 1902. She wasn't very good at marriage. She tried it 7 or 8 times, and she married one guy twice. Elizabeth Taylor, pretty fine actress, though.
It does not disappoint the mighty Caesar. The Romans tell fabulous tales of my birth and handmaidens.
She was a wonderful Cleopatra, was she not?
Yeah.
Where
does a guy get a job as a handmaiden? Elizabeth
Taylor. It's a stringent application project.
I'm sure I wouldn't qualify.
They vet those candidates quite thoroughly.
I would think so. National Velvet, too, and Giant. 1932 for the fine actress Elizabeth Taylor. One more, actress Mary Fran. After Suzanne Plachette, she was the next wife. I'm just Newhart.
Right. They shortened the name. That's the one where he owned the little inn.
Yes.
Up in New England.
Different characters would wander in there.
Where at the end of the show, it was all a dream because then he woke up with Suzanne Plachette in the final episode.
Well done. Bob Newhart, one of the greats. Mary Fran played his wife in that program, also was on Days of Our Lives.
And let's be honest, both of those shows, he way outkicked his coverage.
Without question.
That's why TV isn't real.
Right.
Look at some of these clowns guys and wives they end up with.
He was not a handsome man, I wouldn't say, but yet he's you know, married to great-looking
ladies. He's not getting Mary Fran or Suzanne Plachette.
No. Mary Fran was born in the state in 1943. They're all gone. But not forgotten.
You can be as funny as you want to be, but I just don't see it happening. All right, we're going to play the Almanac Trivia game right now, 763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. We're giving away the Colin Ray tickets. A couple of, what do we got? I'm supposed to be giving away two pairs. You see that on here? Two pairs?
I got the sheet here, too. It says giveaway two pairs. Are we going to take two winners?
I guess we'll take two winners.
All right, the first two correct answers. And make sure you can go. We want to give these to people that can go. It's a 1:30 show to Colin Ray. And it's this Thursday. It's a day after tomorrow.
Right. Yep.
So it's a little bit of a difficult play, potentially. But if you can go, call us and answer this question.
What instrument did we use to open up the almanac today?
Okay. You previewed it.
I did.
And now we're doing it. 763-450-0100. What did Jim start the show with? What instrument? If you know it, call us. We'll send you to Colin Ray.
Pretty sneaky, sis.
Very.
Yeah, I would say so. Okay. Yeah.
First two correct callers are going to the show.
Good luck to you. That's the almanac for today on Bob FM.
No.